We had several top three finishes, which is good. They weren't best times, and that makes it even better.
So that means you can expect them to do better even.
Yes.
Let's talk about the meet a little bit, some of the details. Both teams took fifth place, but the schools that were ahead of them were the big schools, Juneau, right. Sitka, and Ketchikan.
More bodies, yes. We can get first place in an event and still get outscored by 2 points. If the other team has third, fourth, and fifth, they outscore first place.
Mm-hmm. How many swimmers do you have?
5 boys and 8 girls. So I think fifth place pretty good for 5 boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we could start with the boys. It looks like a couple of the boys did exceptionally well.
Peter and Rylan had really good meets. I think it was Saturday. They were first and second in the 50 free. Rylan swam lights out in the 100 fly. Peter had a great 500 free this weekend. He dropped another 6 seconds. The highlight for the boys was their 400 free relay on Saturday, where they chose to do it in individual medley order.
What? I didn't know that was legal.
Well, freestyle, you can do anything, but everybody chooses crawl stroke because it's fastest.
Oh.
Everybody else is doing all freestyle, which is the fastest stroke. Uh-huh. Rylan did butterfly and beat a couple people. And then Sean Spiegelmeyer did backstroke the whole way. Chase did breaststroke the whole way. And Peter did freestyle.
They're doing the butterfly.
Yeah.
Against freestyle. Freestyle, yeah. Against the crawl stroke.
Yeah.
Wow, and they still got third?
Yeah, it was
pretty
fun.
Was that just, how was that to see?
Well, it was really fun, actually. There, you know, swimming, there's not a lot of new things happening. It's always the same. So whenever you can throw something fun in there, it's always good.
So when they brought it up, what did you think? I mean, did you think, ah, go for it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because it was the end of Saturday, everybody's tired. And it put a smile on everybody's face. The whole place was pretty happy to see that.
Yeah, they were probably the only team doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
No, not that.
And you've been coaching for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
And then the girls. On the girls' side, there were some top finishes as well.
Yeah, Alyssa and Allie. Alyssa Guthrie and Allie Morgan both had top three finishes. Maria Funt and Maddie Whitethorn had some.
Mm-hmm. Allie Morgan got first.
Yeah, too. In the 200 free. Yeah, it was pretty good meet. Maria Funt had a best time in the 100 fly, which has been a while for her since she had a best time.
Okay. So where are we at in the season then?
We have 2 weeks until region. Well, a week and a half now until region. We are here.
So Regions is here in Petersburg. Yes. We're hosting. How often does that happen?
Every 4 years.
So with just a couple weeks left, what are you telling the team? What are you looking to do in the next couple weeks?
Now, it's just fine-tuning things, making sure the little things are good. Turns, starts, breath control, that kind of thing. And still working pretty hard this week, and then we'll rest next week. Our fitness level's really good right now. The kids are really strong right now. They're complaining a lot, so I know we're doing it right.
From regions, there's state, and that's an individual thing for swimming. Qualifying for state, how does that work?
First place in each event goes. And there's 4 different regions that swim, so there's 4 people. And then they take the next 12 fastest from the whole state. Okay. So you don't know till Sunday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon-ish, if you're going or not, unless you won the event, which is kind of stressful travel-wise.
And Southeast has some pretty fast swimmers, if
yes.
I remember right.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's usually a good representation from the region.
Yes, yeah.
At state.
Yeah, we usually do really well there.